It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore how Wisconsin is doing at the one-year mark of its clean energy plan, which seeks to get us on a path of carbon-free electricity generation by 2050. Call in with your thoughts on combating climate change. The number to join in with your question is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Maria Redmond is director of the State Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy. Maria, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, a year has gone by since the first ever clean energy plan was launched on transitioning away from fossil fuels. One year in, what's progress like on meeting these goals?
Well, we're really excited to be hitting the year mark. A year flew by really fast. And I know when we were starting to prepare our progress report, we're just like, what happened to this last year? within the last year, we've been able to really ramp up a lot of work around the clean energy plan, and really understanding that the clean energy plan is a blueprint to set a good pace forward to address climate change and create an equitable clean energy economy. We've been really able to lean into our values as part of that effort of justice, equity, and collective action. And I would say the one thing I'm most excited about with the progress is the collective action that everybody is really taking to heart what we need to do in this state to really transition to a clean energy economy. So it's exciting to see how many people have stepped up, how many organizations, businesses, state agencies, all of the above have stepped up to say, how can we help and really make some progress forward?
What stands out there as you talk about this collective action and ramp up the work? Where have you put your focus and your consensus building abilities, you know, in order to bring different groups together?
Yeah, definitely. So when we started this process, it was really about a heavy stakeholder engagement, making sure that we had, you might remember that we had a lot of listening sessions. We had a lot of one-on-one conversations, but we recognize that we haven't hit the whole state. So we wanted to make sure that we're continuing to have those conversations. And what's happened is that there's a number of organizations that have been stood up that have been are going to be able to help us do that even more. And over the last year, they've kind of been organizing. And so you've seen the launch of the Clean Economy Coalition of Wisconsin. Mm. You've seen the launch of the an environmental justice organization in the state. So you're seeing this a lot of organizations pulling together and saying we have to work together. While we all have our own missions and visions and drive here, we definitely want to be working together on this effort. So I think that's, seeing some of these organizations established and the collaborative efforts is really, really important. And then the other part of this is our state agencies have really stepped up that, the creation of the Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy was really intended to be a central hub of activity for the agencies and all the work and the network of activity related to energy and sustainability in the state. And I really feel like the agencies have really done some great work and working very collaboratively with our office and this administration to ensure that we're looking at every opportunity to ensure that we meet our goal of 100% carbon-free electricity consumed in the state, but also recognizing the market changes and technology changes that are happening as well, and adjusting along the way.
Maria Redmond, on the flip side of that, what is impeding progress? What has been more difficult for your office as the central hub it is to get done over this last year?
Well, we definitely could use a lot more resources. we have limited capacity as far as the number of folks within our office working, but we've been able to leverage that a lot with the agencies and with our network of partners. And then certainly funding, we definitely hope that we can see some funding come from the legislature to support this work. I'm not sure if that will happen or not, but no matter what, we're going to keep moving forward and use the resources that we can. But I would say resources and staffing capacity and ensuring that we can support our local governments and provide them technical support as well. So we've been getting creative as much as possible, and we want to make sure that, you know, that we keep things moving forward no matter what.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the transition away from fossil fuels with Maria Redman, Director of the Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy. Join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Kurt is here from Elkhorn. Kurt, what would you like to bring up?
Well, good morning. My question is, how much thought has been put back into planting windmills out on Lake Michigan? You know, if we take a look at a country like Holland, where 35% of their energy comes from a wind field that's 5 to 15 miles off their coastline, it seems, and the best thing about it, the whole thing is their fishing has like quadrupled because underneath there becomes a haven for fish to grow and to mature. I heard about this. Somebody talked about this 15 years ago, said that there was going to be problems with fish. And when are we finally over all those?
Kurt, thank you. You're breaking up just a bit. I want to pass it back to Maria Redman. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt. I think this is a really great technology to point out. This is one of the things that we did with our clean energy plan is we said all of the above. Right now, we have a lot of opportunity with a lot of different technologies. And so we've been looking at the examples of what's happening in the East Coast, and you know, in Europe as well with offshore wind, and we find offshore wind to be a great opportunity. But there's, you know, certainly we have to do some analysis and some work ahead of deployment of offshore wind for the state. But we do see the value and that as a significant opportunity in the future. So right now we have all of the above, and we haven't eliminated any option, but we want to make sure that we maximize all the options out there. So definitely, that's a really good point, and that is definitely something we're exploring.
That is in the mix. I want to turn now to funding, because even doing that research would require funding. The Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee removed many of Governor Evers' clean energy priorities from the budget as it stands. What are next steps for state funding on energy policy?
So we certainly want to encourage folks to look at the budget items within the executive budget and, you know, provide input to their legislators on, you know, what they'd like to see supported, because, you know, the process isn't done yet. Mm-hmm. There could potentially be possibilities there. And there's also opportunities for bills outside of the executive budget and legislative budget process. So, you know, we're hoping that we'll see some bills pop up that might support this work as well. But the other part of this is we're in a really exciting time federally, that there's a significant amount of funding available to states, either through formula or through competitive efforts to secure funding for climate-related work and also clean energy and infrastructure and resilience work. So we're looking at those opportunities and really ramping up our work internally to figure out how do we draw a lot of that money here to the state, but also with the, and what I'm referring to is the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law Act and the Inflation Reduction Act, and making sure that we bring those dollars here, but we also, the Inflation Reduction Act has a lot of tax incentives for homeowners, for renters, for low-income families. And so we want to make sure that our residents here in the state know about this funding and are able to take advantage of that. So we're working on coordinating and getting the information out as quickly as possible to folks so that, again, Wisconsin can play a key role in meeting our, you know, getting the funding here, but also meet in an effort to meet our goals and seek those resources out to support this work.
Is that an issue? Do residents know how to leverage the opportunities, the clean energy incentives through the Inflation Reduction Act?
I think, you know, I think people are somewhat familiar, but I would say that a majority of the residents here in the state probably don't know what they can take advantage of or how to take advantage of it. They may have heard that there's going to be tax credits, but the average person driving around the state or, you know, in their home might not know, like, like how to take advantage of it. So that's one of the important things is I don't think enough people know. And so we're really going to wrap up and work on getting people to know what they can take advantage of.
In that panel discussion, you talked about how Dane County has really been a leader on this in translating Inflation Reduction Act opportunities. What do you see from the Dane County Office of Energy and Climate Change?
Yeah, they have been a leader. I know if you talk to Kathy Kuntz over at Dane County Office of Climate Change, she's so excited about it. And you can feel the energy and getting that information out. They have a newsletter that comes out, I think, like weekly or biweekly. They're doing a really great job getting to the residents. But the part of this is that, you know, that's Dane County, and we got to make sure that we get all across the state. And I know a number, you know, we've been promoting what Dane County has been posting and sharing, but we also need to get across to every nook and cranny of Wisconsin to make sure that we get the information to folks as quickly as possible. But they've been doing an amazing job. Her and her team have been doing so great, and I think, you know, we want to continue to support that as well.
Turning to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, revealed new emission standards for existing power plants recently. What effect would these standards have on your office's climate goals?
Well, this is something that we are discussing internally. While we don't have a statement to make on that quite yet, but we will be working along with other agencies to figure out what those impacts are and how we project out what those impacts are to affected communities and businesses.
Maria Redmond directs the State Department of Administration's Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy. You can be part of this. Call in with your question about Wisconsin's clean energy goals and what you wonder about the path forward. The number to join in, 800-642-1234. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. As the Inflation Reduction Act, as we've been talking about, and the bipartisan infrastructure law dramatically open up funding for clean energy projects, we learn what it means for Wisconsin's clean energy plan. Join the conversation about climate and policy issues. Call in with a question at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Maria Redmond is director of the Wisconsin Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy, which developed the statewide clean energy plan. Let's turn to solar now. Earlier this month, we talked with Public Service Commission Chair Rebecca Cameron-Vock, who says uncertainty in regulating third-party solar panel installations is hindering demand for the projects.
A lot of customers are hesitant to go out and make a big capital investment on a solar project if they feel that at the end of investing all of that capital, they're not going to be able to interconnect to the utilities.
Okay, so the tension there between these small, perhaps one-off, one-person, one-household solar and connecting to utilities. How do you plan on encouraging solar construction throughout the state?
We have, with the Inflation Reduction Act, we have a really great opportunity to help lower that capital cost. There's a couple of things going on here. So there's tax incentives that are available to residents for installation of renewable energy, heat pumps, geothermal, solar. The issue is what Commissioner Vock brings up is that the front end cost to install, that's where the challenge is. And so you have to get creative with financing related to that. And so one thing we're looking at, you may have heard the governor announce the Green Ribbon Commission on Clean Energy and Innovation. And the intention of that that commission is to stand up a green bank for the state of Wisconsin. And the green bank really will be established to help provide some of that front-end financing, not only for businesses, but also for residents in the state, to help bring down those capital costs so that we can get more of those, more solar out. And then it provides folks with a little bit more flexibility with that front-end financing. I think the other part of this is there's also some unique financing options out there, like green mortgages and you know, green loans and things like that. So we're just trying to look at all the different opportunities and share the different financing options with folks and businesses in the state so that we can get more deployment and in the interim before, while, you know, the third party issue, a financing issue is trying to be figured out, we can still be moving forward with these projects across the state.
You mentioned heat pumps, and we heard from Mike in Madison called and says they're a Madison homeowner, very interested in taking advantage of tax incentives for installing heat pumps, but is having a hard time finding information on who can install heat pumps.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. What insights can you provide?
Yeah, this is a great point, and I'm sorry that you're experiencing that. This is with new technology, you also need to have the workforce available, and you also have to ensure that the installer or the company that you're working with is aware of the different technologies out there. We find sometimes that the companies that we work with for our home kind of tend to lean in on what they already know, but there are some organizations out there that are more than willing to, or not organizations, but companies out there that are more than willing to look at technology. And one thing I would recommend is connecting with a Focus on Energy. And they have a number of trade allies that are looking into heat pumps and have some knowledge in heat pumps. Also definitely would recommend folks contacting our office. We don't mind people contacting the Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy. We want to get them the resources that they need. And we have a wide network of people working in this space. Also, there are a number of like Green Homeowners United in Milwaukee, I would say, is a really great resource on a number of different technologies. So I would say, you know, there are lots of folks out there working and willing to help to find a contractor or a developer installer that would be able to help support your installation.
Maria Redman, Director of the Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy. Let's go back to calls. Margie in Milwaukee. Hi, Margie.
Hi. I am a master gardener that is volunteering with Clean Wisconsin to try and educate homeowners in Milwaukee about installing rain gardens and rain barrels to help the water overflow during heavy rains and things. Is there one website or one place that I can direct people to go to find out about you know, tax rebates or incentives to install these, because they can become expensive?
Margie, thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And the rain barrels and I'm not sure if that is a, you know, quote unquote technology that would be supported by the Inflation Reduction Act, but certainly like reach out to our office or even Department of Natural Resources. There could be different grant programs that could support that. So I would say, you know, please share email address with your listeners, because we definitely would be willing to take a look and find some resources for you.
The appropriate path there. Margie, thank you for bringing that up. Paul now in Hayward. Paul, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to share?
So the state has this great program, Focus on Energy. But a hang-up I see with it is that the local utilities get to choose to participate or not in the program, which limits people's access to a lot of these funds for residential renewable projects. If the state program just was like a sweeping, available to everyone situation, I think you'd see residential projects take off like at an incredible rate.
Paul, thank you. Maria Redman, your insights there on Focus on Energy and access to it.
Yeah, we'll focus on energy. You're right. There are some municipal and cooperative entities, utilities that can opt in. I know our major utilities are a part of that program. Many of the municipal and cooperative utilities have their own programs, and that does make it a little bit more complicated for residents. But I think there's with the one particular program I'm really excited about is the Inflation Reduction Act rebate program. And those will be run through Focus on Energy, but they will be available to everyone in the state. So it's not, will likely not be just, it won't be just for those participating utilities. That they're going to use the infrastructure of the Focus on Energy program to be able to deploy the rebates as part of that energy efficiency and those types. So looking for opportunities where we can bring in additional dollars, but use our existing programs to ensure that we get as much of those funding opportunities out to our residents. But I understand the rub there, but certainly would encourage you to reach out to your local municipality or municipal or cooperative utility and see if they have a different program, because many of them do.
Maria Redmond, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Maria Redmond is director of the Wisconsin Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy. That's housed in the Department of Administration. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.